Good morning. It's the biggest night of the year. I'm so delighted to have on the line Ryan Chobbery. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Lee?
You sound brighter than me. What's your secret?
Jellies. Endless amounts of jellies. And the occasional cup of coffee on a day like today. The coffee, I should be sponsored by, you know, a coffee company. Let's face it. I probably should be living in a Maxwell House.
Well, with all the energy that you put into the show, which we're waiting for tonight, do you manage to get some sleep during the day?
Certainly not today. That won't happen. And yesterday, that didn't happen. And the day before, that wasn't on the agenda. So yeah, I slept about a week ago and it was lovely. I remember it well. It's a lovely memory.
And our household, we just can't wait. And everybody throughout the Northwest and Donegal and all over is looking forward to the show tonight. It's the biggest night of the year. It's the start of Christmas for everybody. And most people get up their tree to celebrate it with yourselves and all the gang on the show and that. How much planning goes into this show? Does it start at the beginning of the new year? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. The show ends sometimes around midnight. On toy show night like tonight, and then at about 2 minutes past we're sitting down discussing how the show went, and somebody will say, I've got an idea for next week, and you'll think, oh, for God's sake, we're just out the door. But realistically, it all kicks off around July, August, and then we're in business and we get planning, and then before you know it, November taps you on the shoulder and says, we're here, surprise.
Do you know what I've been noticing over this last few years, Ryan, that you're performing more, like you're doing a little bit more singing and dancing? Does that come natural to you?
Well, no, it comes unnaturally to me, and that's why I have to rehearse so much.
But that's what it makes it look so good, Ryan. Do you know what I mean? We're kind of seeing you out of the comfort zone a wee bit, but you're pushing.
That's it. When I was born, the hospital gathered around and said, look, we've got a very interesting wonder of the world here. This child was born with two left feet. Look at him. And that went on to the life I lead now, which is somebody who can't dance. The singing is questionable, but I'm very good late in the night in a karaoke bar. I think everyone's really good late at night at a karaoke bar. But I do my best.
You've got to tell the truth. I think you've taken a few sneaky singing lessons.
Well, I appreciate that. That is a huge compliment. I'm glad to be able to deny it with great confidence. But I do like to sing. I do love music. And if I'm in my car, people think, you must be having a fierce row with somebody. Depends on the nature of the song. But if I'm singing That's Life by Frank Sinatra, that's kind of a shouty song. So people think, God, he's really angry. But I'm not. I'm simply singing and very happy with it.
There's going to be a lot of happy little boys and girls watching the show, performing on the show. You have a great rapport with the children. And I'm assuming you get to meet them before the show a little bit to build up that rapport with them.
A little bit. I'll meet them pretty much for the first time properly today on show day, and then we'll have a chat about the toys and what have you, and then on the night itself, then it's really, that's where it happens, because you can't rehearse really a conversation with a 5 or 6 or 7, 8, 9 year old child really, and we don't want to. We want them to be themselves, and that honesty, that authenticity is what makes the show kind of charming and fun.
You're not going to like me when I say this, right? But I kind of like it when things kind of go a bit whoopsie on there.
We kind of
watch Ryan Tubberty see how he gets out of this one.
Yes.
And then, you know, you just turn it around there and you have the audience behind you and everybody goes up like, oh, he's so good, isn't he?
Well, I actually kind of like when things go wrong. Not too wrong. I don't want a physical accident.
No, but in a nice sort of way.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
no, it's good. And then you try and rescue it. And you're trying to, you know, the doll might be doing what the doll's meant to do, or the plasticine goes everywhere. But I also love the when the kids, you know, press a bubble, you know, a bubbles gun in your face, or, you know, they once they're the heroes and the heroines and the stars, I'm good with that.
It's such a humongous show, right? The biggest show on television and the whole this year, right? And how do you wind yourself down from that after the programme?
What we do is we meet up with the friends and we're having the crack. And there might be one or two tins of 7-Up, as they say, just to help the nerves go down a little bit. And it's really nice. Actually, the post-show chats and a couple of beers are lovely, because you just say, whew, that was a lot. That was a juggernaut. I do that. And also, I'll take a few days off my radio show as well, so that I'll go walking in the hills and clear my head and prepare for the next back.
There's plenty hills up on Donegal here, you know that, anyway.
And my beloved predecessor, Gay Byrne, was a regular on the hills of Dunloe, exactly, and in Donegal.
Right.
Gosh, he was such a fan. I've been there many times, but it's so beautiful. And I'd love to go. I'd love to meet Noah.
Well, you will meet them. Well, please God, you will. Just when you say that, you mentioned Noah now, right?
Yeah, I've heard so much about this boy.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank you on a personal note from us as a family. My wife, Claire, she thinks you're great, you know, even though I'm a broadcaster myself. I'm just okay, you know.
No, you're her favorite. I just got
no,
down the
I'm not
line.
Really. Go I back, think you are, Ryan.
Go back to Noah. Anyway, go on, you were saying.
No, but I would just wanted to say thanks for all your support, because you mentioned it quite a bit on your program last year when we were in the bed push. We did the bed push
you
from Crumlin Hospital to Derrykenny Hospital for 9 beneficiaries, raised over 250,000 for
amazing,
all the charities.
Amazing.
And you, in all fairness to your good self, you mentioned it quite a bit, so thank you so much for that.
No.
And I don't know if you realise it or not, I was on the line, you were about to interview me the day of the bed push, but just as radio goes, live performances
I
and
know,
all of this, I think, I ran out of time.
That's
and,
right.
And I was, and for a boy that works in radio, right, you think I'd be used to it. I said, I was so disappointed I didn't
I
get
know,
talking to
I
you.
I know, and so was I, because I'd seen, if I'm not mistaken, I was outside Leinster House walking along minding my own business one day, and I met a bunch of people, and for whatever reason we got talking about Noah, and then I have this beautiful book, See Me, that you kindly sent me, and where you, what all the funds went to Donegal Down Syndrome,
Down
is that
syndrome.
Right? I mean,
that's great.
First of all, what a great fella he is, but also your family raising the funds and raising awareness. I just, if I may turn the tables a bit on you and say thank you and well done to you and your family.
Well, do you know, thanks very much, Ryan, but it was a bit of a healthy distraction for me as a dad, and Claire was stuck in Crumlin Hospital for quite a bit of it, but it was just something for me to focus on, but it was to kind of do some good out of it, and it was raising awareness as well as the funds for charity. I was more kind of piggybacking on being on the radio and able to do interviews and paper interviews and all of that, and you can probably guess I can talk plenty.
You're in the perfect job.
Yeah, so I just wanted to raise awareness for the smaller charities that don't get too many mentions, but the money was good, but the awareness was great. And it was a way for other families that wasn't in a position, if they went through difficulties with a young child, that always intended to raise money for a charity or whatever, this was something that they could get involved in. Mm. So it was something nice to do.
No,
so
it's
much
more than
that.
And I was in Crumlin earlier on in the week, and I met some families in Ronald McDonald House, and I saw that, you know, people have battles and people have things in their life. Sometimes just a tougher road than others. But when you're surrounded by good people, whether that's in the medical world or just in your own family, or in your case, the community, where people actually give a damn about each other, that's magic. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ryan. You mentioned the book See Me, right? I know this is probably out of the question. There's a thing that says SOS, stretch or starve. So I'm going to throw it out there, right?
Go on.
Is there any way that you could sneak that book up on the shelf when you're looking at your books? You don't have to mention it, look at it or nothing, just because we'll be looking out, can we see that See Me book? It would mean the world to us in the Northwest. You don't have to answer it. You can just say, we'll see how it goes.
Well, why don't we cut to the chase here and not get into false promises and, you know, prevarication? That I pledge to you, I will 100% do this. It'll be on the shelf at the very least tonight on the Toy Show because of your request and because of your beautiful boy and because of your lovely wife and because of your amazing listeners and because of the community you're talking about. Yes, that's what the Toy Show is about. So my answer is not, it's not a maybe. It's not, we'll see what we can do. It's not a political answer. It's a straight shoot from one dad to another.
Yo.
Yes is the answer.
Well, Ryan Tubbery, I'm sitting back in the studio now and my back's shivering because you said that and you're doing that for me, because that was a big ask and I put you on the spot and
no,
I'm sorry
that's
for
okay.
doing
you,
that.
No, you went to a lot of trouble to do that and you've raised a lot of money, and you know, we could show another book that means nothing to anyone, whereas this is much more meaningful. It's Ireland's best foot forward, best side out. I love what you do, so that's a pleasure. That's a big yes.
Ryan Tubbery, I'm going to tell you now, I love you, man.
I love you too,
thank
Lee.
You so, yes,
you
Ryan
look after
Tubbery.
Yourself. Happy
well,
Christmas.
Ryan, lovely. I can't wait to watch it. And we'll be all looking out for the See Me book tonight on the Late Late Show.
Okay.
God bless you. Thanks a million.
Mind yourself. I'd love to know, and Claire. See you soon.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, bye for now. Okay, great. Thanks, Lee. He's gone.